4, HKX, monitoring.
DFW, good morning.
And Ken.
I'm backing out of the driveway. Oh, there won't be nobody on the air today.
I woke up and I said, hey, might as well go talk to Ken. He'll be by himself this morning.
That's the day when you was talking to Chad and that, but I just didn't interrupt.
Think you should have come on in?
I'm home anyway. And then last night I got home, just as Gary was saying, the who all checked in online and that, but we were already running an hour late, so then I just went in.
You stayed up late last night, so I'm sure you're struggling this morning. You rolled over there and said, I'm good.
Set the alarm clock for this morning and then got up and turned it off, and then it would have made that sleep so much better. That's the way it is for me.
You realize you're getting it.
Yeah, that's right.
Heard anything at that meeting last night?
You know what I mean? How to, you know, how to do some things. And it was more about, you know, part of it was about, you know, how to invest and how to, you know, I guess they were a company that, you know, helps manage money and helps do stuff and everything. But they showed you a lot about Social Security and how you can, you know, Susan can file for, like, you know, half of mine early, and it doesn't affect me any.
Wow, that's something I bet very few people know.
Spousal. So, like, if, you know, if I think she's getting $1,000 and I'm getting, like, $2,100, so, you know, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. It would just change hers to, like, $1,050 or something like that. But they're talking about going up on the amount of money you can make when you retire early, and that, and it's like you can make like $19,000 before there's any deductions on it, before they start taxing it and everything.
So as expensive as thing has ever got, everything has gotten, you will need it.
That, you know, and then it was, you know, talking about, you know, how long are you gonna live, you know, so, you know, if you plan on, if you think you might live this long, if longevity's in your family, you know, you might want to do it this way, because in the end, you'll end up with, you know, more money over the long haul.
I didn't know there was any kind of classes or anything like that. I've never heard of it before.
Get flyer in the mail, because, you know, we did that because the Social Security, you can go down there and talk to them, but they'll just tell you some options, but they won't tell you what's best for you, because they can't suggest anything, you know, and if you don't think of it, and there's, you know, 500 different ways to file that you can do, you know, start and then stop it again and let it accumulate and do different things, it's all messed up.
Suggesting things, because heaven forbid, they don't want to help you.
The most money you can get, they're talking about, you know, by, I think, 36, that are, or 2033, you know, there'll only be enough money to pay out 77%.
That rules me out. I won't be retired by then.
Another note, the Susan's boss finally come up and talked to her, and that, which you consider, you know, only worked in, you know, a few days a week and everything, and you know, she told him, said, you know, first you gotta talk to Ken, but she ain't working any weekends and she ain't working any day that I'm off, and you know what I mean, that means no holidays and that. So he talked to the manager, so I think gonna cut it, maybe cut a deal, because she could work 3 or 4 days a week and not and still draw, but not meet the minimum,
because that would probably still be a great benefit to them and would help y'all too.
Time together, and plus, you know, it'll be more funds coming in. As long as she's not stressed like she was the other day, I told her, you know, it didn't really matter. We want to do some stuff. If we want to take off at the spur of the moment because there's a open campsite we want to go to, you know, we'll go.
But retirement's supposed to be about is enjoying what you've earned and built over the previous part of your life.
Yep.
You couldn't work and still do that. You can still be a productive member of society. It's just now you've got to the point where I want to relax and I want to enjoy what I've built.
Next year we might go to our mom's. I think we've only went to our mom's house for Thanksgiving once in our lifetime or since we've been together. And it's all the way in Raleigh. And then we had to leave Raleigh at like 8 or 9 o'clock at night to come back home because we had to work the next day.
Yeah, I get that. Never really understood why Thanksgiving's on a Thursday and you got to be back at work on Friday. It's hard to make any plans for that day. Just take Thursday and Friday and be done with it.
And, you know, in the restaurant, they're busy as heck on that Friday because it's Black Friday and they're right next to the mall. You know what I mean? So they're, you know, they're busy as heck. We did that. We ate really late, like 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening. You tried to drive 4 hours after you ate a whole bunch of turkey.
I didn't really care for driving across town after that.
State line, I told Susan, it's like, you got to drive.
Plan for this weekend?
8 o'clock appointment tomorrow for an oil change on this thing. And after that, I don't think I really got anything in particular. I need to go to the pet shop and buy a little test kit to check my calcium level in my tank because my shrimps and my snail need some calcium.
Good. My son and I are going right over to Pigeon Forge today. We're going to go over there to the car show and hang out all day and spend it. I'm just going to spend the day with him. And have the fun. Don't know what time we'll get back home. So, supposed to have a online meeting in the morning at 7:30, but I'm not quite so sure I'll make it.
I heard that. Family time is more important, right? Especially, what are they going to tell you? Are they going to tell you that everything's going to be slow? You already knew that.
That Macco ain't going to tell you that. I can tell you that now. They want you to spend money. They're just like the U.S. government. They're not going to give you any good advice that could really help you. It's what we call our mid-year mega meeting. Well, I've looked it over, and it's not so mega. I'm not really impressed with the product or the discounts, and neither are anybody else because we have what we call PRPs. It's a reward we earn for if our business is up year over year so much, we get a reward called a PRP where we can get a half price add-on for a toolbox. You buy a bottom box, you can buy one of the add-on side cabinets or hutch or top box or top drawer or anything like that for half price. Well, we can't use those at the meeting. And we've earned them, but they won't let us use them. So it made a lot of people mad throughout the corporation, and a lot of them aren't going to buy anything at this meeting until Matco. Can you get your head out of your rump? You're on your own.
They got to, like the guy said last night, you know, now it's the employees really have the control, you know, so everybody's got to make adjustments, and they'll have to make adjustments. I'm going to have to stop for fuel here in just a minute. I didn't do it last night.
Say, you're stopping for an awful lot of fuel for driving this car that's supposed to save you a whole lot.
461 miles since the last time.
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, because I made two more trips to Spartanburg, you know what I mean? Two days this week.
That's an excursion for me. the tank's so large on the back of it and it goes so far on a fill-up, sometimes I just don't think about it because I can go by all month without having to fill up as long as I don't go do any extra driving.
Yeah, I can usually make it like 2 weeks, but I did all this extra driving, and then we got to where, because it gets such good gas mileage, we take it everywhere unless, you know, the weather's really nice. You're going to let the top down on the Jeep or something. But let me pull in here and give me just a minute, and I'll be back with you. KN4 TFW.
KO4 HGX.
TFW, I'm back.
HGX.
8 gallons.
For about $25.
And 50 cents.
So diesel has not come down at all, or gas has come down.
And yesterday you were talking about diesels and everything, and he was saying he had a Nissan diesel, and I'm thinking, man, I have never seen a Nissan diesel, so what do you think was sitting right beside me but a Nissan diesel? And I looked over there, it was $114. And it was a dual cab, four-wheel drive.
Had them for a little while now. It's a pretty good-looking truck. And it's got a Cummins V8 in it. So, I mean, it's a decent little engine.
Cummins on the side of the bed.
Funny for a small truck, though.
Small truck, but that thing looks like it's as big as my Dodge.
To me, they look like the old Dakota, the mid-sized Dodge trucks that used to be around. That's kind of what they remind me of. They're not small trucks, they're not full-size trucks either.
I know. So yesterday we was talking to Chad about not being able to make the repeater, but you're making the repeater now. What's up? Was you talking about a different repeater?
Yeah, we were talking about the 145330.
I don't remember. I want to say it ended in 315, 447, 315, or something like that.
I'd have to try.
Get through on my HT, and I heard him talking, and I jumped in there and got to talk to a couple of people I had never talked to.
The DMR repeater or a VHF?
VHF.
Programmed in this radio, but I'm not sure I could make it, and I'd probably have to switch over to my other radio because the antenna is a little bit higher on it.
It's jealous hunting season already. And a lot of trailers going down the road early in the morning with four-wheelers on them.
This is second weekend, I believe, bow season?
And down here, it started yesterday.
Usually starts around 8.
December 15th down here.
They must have moved it then, because I usually hunt down there. So that's usually, I always remember it being around 8 anyway.
Had access to when I worked at the other place. It was in the game zone 1. It didn't start until like the middle of next month.
Most of what I hunted down there was game zone 2.
Way to go to hunt, you know?
I'm not messing with it right now. I'd love to go do it. Just finding the time to where I could justify the expense of the license, because it's so expensive for me to buy a license down there. I can't justify it for one, maybe two weekends.
For TFW, yeah, and for me, it's like, you know, it was like an hour and a half ride over there to the property, and it's like, man, that's just a long way for a maybe.
And for me, I just enjoyed getting out and doing something else. Even if it was, I didn't get anything. It was just about being outside and not working. KO4 HGX.
That's right. It's life's too short to work all the time, right? I know we got a guy at work, he works out here as a contractor all week, and then on the weekend he works for his company at another facility, and so he's working like every single day. It's like it's just life's too short for that.
Unfortunately, I fell into that when my son was young and my wife didn't work. We made the decision that she wasn't going to work. She was going to stay with him. So I had to do what I had to do. And I missed a lot of stuff. I tried to be there for the bigger stuff, but sometimes I missed it too.
Dad, I know, yeah. When I was in the same boat, you know, I had three kids at the house. Wife didn't really work, and that. So every time they say anybody want to work, it's like sure. And then when I finally I got to where it's like, you know what, I'm done with that. Once I got to where I could do that, that really worked out. Now you're trying to help grown kids that are struggling.
I know what you mean, and it was tough. Like I said, you know, I had to sacrifice my time with him so that she could stay home and take care of him. That's kind of just what we done. And now, you know, like this weekend, you know, I get to go spend the whole weekend if I, you know, want to, if things work out. We may not come back home tonight. May just find a room and stay until tomorrow.
You need that time together.
I can do it more as a friend than I have to a father also, so I can enjoy, you know, a different relationship with my son.
Thanks for letting him off.
So they have figured out that he's been there for, well, almost 3 years now, and he's outlasted even all the managers, and he's the one that knows how to get things done, so they kind of just leave him alone when he needs something to let him go. Brought in some kind of new machine over there a few months back, and couldn't find anybody to get it to run except for him. So even the people that were supposed to know what it was doing couldn't figure it out to get it to run the material they were trying to. So he ended up working a lot of overtime then.
5 hours a week out here.
If you go in, I see how you don't get more than that.
And, you know, like an hour for lunch or whatever, but I usually just eat at my desk while I'm working. You know, you can't ever tell when the darn deliveries are going to come in. That, you know, about the time you heat up your food, the truck shows up.
I mean, that's me. If I stop somewhere to eat and I sit in the truck, it never fails. Somebody comes up banging on the door right as I got my food hot. So if I stop the truck to eat, I generally go in somewhere. At least then I can sit down and enjoy a meal.
Last night we ate riding down the road, because by the time I get to Greer, it's 5, and we had to be up here in Spartanburg for 6:30. So we just grabbed something on the way.
A lot of times I eat in the truck while I'm in between stops, because I just eat a sandwich, or, you know, the wife's got some apples in there, boiled eggs, or applesauce, or something I've got in a refrigerator I can grab a snack on and move on. The only time I stop really is Tuesday. I eat with pretty much the core of my shops over there, the shop owners. We all get together and we just go to lunch. And then yesterday I met another distributor so that he and I can pass product that we need and just talk about the day or the week and try to help each other.
The tax you can make is well worth it, right?
Well, I mean, there's probably 5 or 6 different shops represented there, so, and that's every Tuesday.
To me yesterday about that motorcycle rider, and right there where the wreck happened, right there at the St. Mark's. I mean, he was turning into that lot, I guess, that has those metal buildings. And there would be no way you'd be able to see that motorcycle coming at that.
If he's coming up out of that valley across the hill there, he's just, I mean, that's going to be bad. And I was talking to somebody else, and one of my shop owners, it was a friend of theirs' son. Last report from his wife that was checking, her girlfriend that was checking, tracking him on the phone, was 122 mile an hour.
I tried to charge that driver saying to pull down in front of him.
They will for that, because he was excessive speed, and there's no way you could know that. You know, like you say, there's no way. And another shop owner, Strange Brothers, the one I go to first thing yesterday morning, they said, well, we hear him every morning come through here every morning and every evening going back the other way. Same thing, every day.
The boulevard, I wonder how it is he never got a ticket going down through there.
I very seldom see any kind of law enforcement out there on that section of Wade Hampton. Now, yesterday was a different story. Seen quite a few unmarked cars, but normally, I don't see much.
Almost got in a wreck up there by the Lightning goes into the Target right there. She was on a little side street, going to go across to go to Target. And there was a car in front of her, and the light turned red. The car in front of her went across, and as soon as Susan started to go, a car blew the red light.
Yeah, I've actually seen quite a few wrecks there at that red light. I know exactly which one you're talking about, because you're coming out by between the bank and the car wash there. Susan, tell them about working.
Yesterday, she had to talk to me, and her boss had said, you gotta be off every holiday, and she said, yep. And then he went and talked to the manager, and the manager would come up and talk to her. So she's supposed to tell him the day that, you know, she can work a few days a week or whatever, you know, and, but you got to be off on the weekends and whenever I'm off. So, I mean, it's really weird. They were going to train a new lady that could only work during the week for the same job that Susan's doing that's been there 30-something years, and you're making her work every weekend. It's like, you know, you might as well just switch it. And then they had a kid that was wanting to work the weekends doing the same job that Susan's doing, and they wouldn't let him. And it's like, it's just all botched up. But now you almost got to do what's best for the employees if you want to keep your business in business.
And I don't want to say unfortunately it's that way, but it's definitely putting business owners in a bad spot. I was talking to the shop foreman at another dealership yesterday, and they're down to half the techs that they should have and can't find anybody. And management's fussing at him because, you know, production in the shop's down. Well, he's like, we can't retain anybody. Everybody that left here left because they're making way more money an hour or left the industry altogether. They're to quit turning wrenches because it's so hard to make money out here on flat rate because of manufacturers have cut labor time to nothing. You can't beat the labor time, or you can't match the labor time on most repairs under warranty anymore.
KN4TFW, and I saw where all the car manufacturers are telling a dealership, you know, they told some if they didn't want to carry electric cars, they'd buy them out. And then they told others that they wouldn't buy them out. And then they told, you know, others that if they wanted to, you know, sell, and had sell electric cars, then they had to invest all their own money in chargers and people that know how to work on those vehicles. And I mean, a battery car is pretty new, so how the heck are you going to find somebody that's got experience?
Rely on seasoned technicians, like for me, that I started with the hybrid like your car and worked my way up to understand that process. And I've been out for a few years now, but even before I got out, I seen, or the electric car, that there's been a real shortage of trained mechanics, and the industry was going to have to change for that. Instead of bringing your car in to have it fixed if you had an engine problem or transmission problem, they were just going to have to get to where they were modular, and you drop that system out and you put a whole nother unit in, and then took that unit back to the facility where you can go through it and recondition it and have it ready for another car on down the line. That was the only, make them modular where you could drop stuff in and out to solve the problems. Otherwise, you're not going to keep up, because there's such a shortage of trained, qualified people to work on them anymore.
How many of the salespeople are going to be able to answer all your questions and everything about it? It's just, it's going to be tough for sure.
Industry's not the only one doing that. They're not the only one having problems, but, to work on a car, repair it, is a highly skilled profession, and it's looked down on, and the people that are doing it are treated like second-class citizens because they get their hands dirty. It's just not good, because I've got more training than most college kids will ever have. I've got my associate's degree for starters, and then I've got Ford and GM manufacturer-specific training. I go to school. When I was doing it, it was nothing to go to school or take a training class, every other week.
Technology's changing so fast, you got to keep up with it to even remotely understand it if you wanted to, do it in the time that they allot you.
Most of these kids nowadays, they don't want to learn how the system actually functions, because manufacturers, for one, don't want to give you that information because they want to protect it as proprietary information. And so how am I supposed to diagnose this car when I don't have full access to the information I'm looking for or how the system works? That's what me and the shop foreman were talking about yesterday. And he said that, that brand of vehicle, I don't want to give away who it is, doesn't want their mechanics to have full access to all the information. So in order to diagnose that vehicle and what it's doing, they have to go find another exactly built vehicle with that system and diagnose it on what they have on those wires, or at this time it functions like this, before they can diagnose your car. And then they don't get paid for that. They don't even want to pay for diagnostics on the car anymore. If they do, it's like 2/10, which is 12 minutes. You can't diagnose a car in 12 minutes.
It's getting unrealistic in everything that they want to do, and you would think they would want their dealership to know everything about it. It's not like somebody that was fairly smart can't dissect it and, do all the tests to figure it out.
And I'm going to blame the technicians on a lot of this, and because they're putting the information out on YouTube and Google that shouldn't be out there, unless you're the manufacturer or working for the manufacturer. You shouldn't have access to this information. So I'm blaming it on that some too, and that's why manufacturers are having to protect their information. It's because everybody's out there giving it away so willy-nilly just to anybody that walks up, and it shouldn't be that way. Surprised we heard Richard in here this morning, or Damien, or any of the others.
Hey, how about so yesterday I made it from Spartanburg all the way back to my house in 25 minutes.
The traffic gods lined up on that, didn't they?
Not a single red light on Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Way home from work yesterday?
Hey, home, you know, it was later. I think we left the class at like 8:30. Yeah, no, it was almost 8:40. Yeah, almost 8:40, and I was home by 9 o'clock or a couple minutes after.
See how much the traffic affects your drive.
For somebody to jump in there, but just probably everybody sleeping.
So, and I don't blame them. If they can, go ahead.
It'll be a slide by day. That man yesterday afternoon, boy, I got busy as heck. I had to unload 2 steel trucks, a truck of pipe, and all kinds of stuff. It's like, man, I was busy as heck right up until quit time.
For HGX, that was me. I was pretty busy yesterday. It slowed down after lunch, but that's typical because that's when I do my dealerships. And like I said, they're way down on people right now.
Yeah, at the Home Depot this morning, pick up a couple of sheets of plywood.
So which Home Depot do you go to? The one close to your house, or is there another one?
I'm up here at work. I got to get it for work. So there's one just 3 or 4 miles down the road on 29.
Is it the one over at the Westgate Mall?
Over there, I guess maybe they say it's on the north side. It's over there by Spartanburg High School.
It's about Spartanburg. I don't go over there much at all.
We'll start working up here. Maybe, I mean, we'd go to Spartanburg maybe once a year, and it would be like just over there where the Sam's is at Wade Hampton at 26.
The only area of Spartanburg I really would know anything is that little section right there. I just never had a reason to do much over there other than right there on 26 and 29 across.
Yep.
You're getting close to work, aren't you?
But now, our security guard is on vacation for 2 weeks, and so the new lady there
actually had to prove who you are.
Let me go in, and then, but it's tough out here because there's a lot of paperwork she has to do because it's, you know, so regulated, and then with all the different trucks coming in, you know who to call on the radio to tell them that they're coming.
I don't know that I'd want to be a security guard right now for a place like y'all are where you're handling all those chemicals.
Sitting here in the parking lot, so you and your son have an awesome time this weekend if I don't get to talk to you up there at, we say Pigeon Forge, and you tell Miss Elise we said hey, and that, and we'll have to get together here pretty soon, then Susan will be off, and you just have a good one, and I'll catch you later, 73KN4TFW.
Ken, you and Miss Susan have an awesome weekend if I don't talk to you again. And if not, I'll talk to you Monday. KO4 HKX. I'll be clear. 73.